But we're going to talk now on the programme about traffic in Killarney, because yesterday a number of different issues really that affected Killarney traffic came to the fore, and a special meeting was called of the Killarney Municipal District to discuss the traffic gridlock which has dogged the town this summer. A number of different things were said. The overall need for the N22 far and forth Elizabeth Beguine and Killarney bypass looks like it won't be built for a number of years. That's one option. Other parking issues like a multi-storey car park and the sort of works that are going on right now with safety at junctions and the installation of cycle lanes and other issues like that all came to the fore. And a Minister for Transport and now former Green Party leader Eamon Ryan came in for a lot of criticism. But is it all his fault? Well, before coming on air, I spoke to the Cathaoirleach Mayor of Killarney, Councillor Maura Healy-Rae, and Cleo Murphy, who's running for the Green Party in the general election, to ask them their views on what the solutions are. And I first of all asked Councillor Healy-Rae what came out of the meeting, and is it really all Eamon Ryan's fault?
Thanks very much, Doreen. Good morning to your listeners and to Cleo as well. This was an important meeting and I was glad to have arranged it. And, you know, all of the councillors, we are all on the one voice when it comes to this issue, and this is the number one issue in terms of infrastructure that we are dealing with in our municipal district. And it's important to say that this is not just an issue for Killarney. The lack of infrastructure that we have is affecting the whole county and indeed the region. Look, there's many projects that we have at design stage or that the designs are complete. The bottom line, Jerry, we have the solutions, but we can have all the plans and designs in the world, but if we don't get funding from central government, for the Department of Transport, we can't progress any of these projects. We have seen, if we take, for example, the N22, the Kerry-Cork Economic Corridor, and the debacle and the saga and the delays and the frustration, never mind with decades, but even the last number of years, has been particularly frustrating, not just for us as public representatives, not just for the people visiting our county, but for the local people, the local businesses that are dealing with this traffic gridlock on a daily basis. And if we were in a situation back in 2021 that the four routes were put on display, public consultation, we were expecting to have a preferred route near the end of 2022, and the Minister Eamon Ryan at that point sought a peer review to see that would the scheme meet the climate action targets and measures that were brought in with the Climate Action Bill. Obviously, to carry out those surveys and those necessary assessments, that costs money. Well, what happened then in 2023, we got a pittance of €100,000. That's a lot of money to me and you, but when you're talking about road infrastructure and a significant project like that, it is not a lot of money.
So are you suggesting Eamon Ryan was slowing it down because he wants to see if there's other options there other than a road?
I have no fear of contradiction in this matter, Jerry. That effectively stalled the project. It came to a grounding halt. At that point, the consultants had to be let go by Kerry County Council and then our DO office because we did not have the funding to be able to carry out the necessary assessments. So it doesn't make sense that you're requesting us to carry out these assessments but not providing the funding in order for it to be done. We then found ourselves in the situation at the end of last year and early this year. And you'll remember this, Jerry, and it was well highlighted at the time during an Oireachtas committee and an exchange between Deputy Danny Healy-Rae and the head of the TII. It came to light that we weren't going to get any funding at all for the N22 project. Thankfully, because of positive political intervention, the money was provided, and we are in the situation now that we can look forward to the route we identified towards the end of October, early November. But I'm coming back to where I started, Jerry. It is no good to have a route identified unless we have a firm commitment from government that we will be continued to be funded for this scheme into 2025.
Okay. Cleo Murphy, what's your response to all of that? Eamon Ryan, in his time as Minister for Transport, slowing down perhaps maybe the project, wanting to look at other options. And do you believe, as a Green Party representative, that this road is the only way forward to solve Killarney's traffic problems?
Well, good morning, Gerry. I would fully share Councillor Healy Ray's concerns about the gridlock traffic in Killarney, but not only in Killarney, in other towns around the county as well, and other towns around the country. Quite simply, there are too many cars on the road. The last count at 2019 had it at 280 million cars in the country. We're going up 100,000 a year, so you can take it that there's about 3 million cars. We cannot continue to have more cars, more bypasses, more cars, more bypasses. Killarney has a bypass. It's now looking for another one. But what has happened in the meantime is Eamon Ryan has overseen massive investment in public transport, and we need to look to that as a solution. There's now 150 regular bus services throughout Kerry. I would love to know how many of the Killarney councillors have ever taken a bus, and I would throw it down to them as a challenge in the next month to take a bus journey somewhere and see how easy it is to get into the centre of Killarney. I know that we need cars for a certain number of journeys, no doubt about it, but we don't need cars for every journey, and we have to tackle this problem with a change of mindset that we take public transport more often. Now, as much as I say an awful lot has been done, I think we're only at the tip of the iceberg, and I think we need to do a whole lot more to get public transport around Kerry up to a level that we get more people using it and make it more convenient for them. We've made it cheaper. Fares are down 20% for everybody. They're down 50% for young people, which is really encouraging them to take public transport as much as possible. And I don't think it serves Killarney well for its councillors to be out talking about how gridlocked it is rather than saying how much better serviced by public transport it now is.
Okay, Councillor Healy Ray, time to get the bus.
Look, did you ever take the bus, Maura?
Did you ever take a bus, Maura?
There's a lot of things there, and I'm not sure that Cleo fully appreciates the people that I'm representing, because if you were trying to come from Shrone into Killarney or from Kilcommon into Killarney, you won't get a bus. And yes, there has been investment in public transport, but we don't see the level that she's talked about in our area. And I have to say, look, Cleo made a very flippant comment there that Killarney already has a bypass and now they're looking for another one. Has she travelled it lately? And look, we're not just talking, when we're talking about a bypass, we're talking about safety and people's safety. We have well documented the different issues that we have at multiple junctions along the N22. The infrastructure that is there is outdated. And of course, in a period of over 20 years, there is more cars on the road.
Yeah, but speaking of that, Maura, just on that point, and Eamon Ryan came in for heavy criticism during the meeting yesterday from a number of councillors, but what about the point that Eamon Ryan's only been Minister for Finance or for Transport for the last 4 years? He wasn't even in the Dáil from 2011 to 2016 when all of this was going on, and really when all of this should have been sorted out. So is it the other political parties and councillors and politicians in Kerry Downtriers who should stand in the dock for not having this sorted out long time ago, and not the current Minister for Transport?
Look, Gerry, we know that the call for this project has been going on with decades at this point. This is not a today or yesterday issue. It has been going on for a long time. But I made it very clear what has happened in the last couple of years. And I would have thought that Cleo would be interested in seeing that a project that is being considered would meet the climate action measures that her minister and her party colleague brought in. But he left us in a position, not providing us the funding, that we couldn't do that. So, yes, that did affect it negatively. Do I lay all the blame at Eamon Ryan's feet? I certainly do not. He is one man in government. He is one minister. And they are the smaller party in government. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are there just as good as he is. But he does have responsibility, he does have the power, and he does have the say over where the money is going. Look, I want to be clear as well, Gerry. The bypass in itself is not a silver bullet. And look, there was a lot of positives discussed, and I totally reject Cleo's claim there that it's not a good thing for the councillors at Killarney to be talking about the gridlock and congestion. Well, that is a priority issue for the people that we represent, and we're not going to be painting a pretty picture. We have to tell the reality.
Okay, let me ask you this finally.
There's other projects, because it is important, because people might think, what's happening? There's other projects that are on the table as well. There's a reconfiguration of the Kilcommon Junction to make it safer, to put in a roundabout and bring a link road down to Park Road. Again, a business case is being prepared for that. It will be submitted to the department. It's dependent on funding.
Yeah.
There's another scheme lying on the table, and the party process for the Ballycashin TMD or Shea roundabout, that's due to commence in September. Again, nothing can happen unless we get funding.
Yeah.
A multi-storey car park.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that multi-storey car park in terms of parking options in Killarney. You know, the Rock Road was opened up a number of years ago. The Lewis Road car park was changed for a while. That's there. You're saying multi-storey car park needed for Killarney. First story I ever wrote for Radio Kerry in 1997 was from a Killarney Urban District Council meeting, and I was about to call for a multi-storey car park. That's a long time ago, and still nothing done. And is that really the option? What about the argument, and I'll just go to Cleo finally, but I want your answer on this first. What about the argument that if you build a multi-storey car park, you're only encouraging people to drive into the centre of Killarney and further lock up the traffic? That's not the option.
That is the debate the Wales councillors must have. And look, the council have prepared a report. They have looked at a number of locations. They have done costings, and they're going to bring that to us. But again, we will be in a similar situation. We can't affect change without money. These things just simply don't happen without money. And while we want more public transport, of course, but in any case, we need the road infrastructure. It has to be there, whether it's an electric car or a diesel car. We need a road, and we need proper road infrastructure.
Okay.
It's not just to address the traffic, it's for safety, it's for tourism.
And for a number of different issues as well. Okay, Cleo Murphy, your response to all of that, and would your argument be, unlike maybe the argument from other councillors saying, look, we need to build more roads, more multi-storey car parks, more car park spaces, that other options such as cycling and obviously bus transport, shuttle bus services are being discussed now as well into and out of Killarney. What's your response to Maura Healy-Way?
Well, Gerry, we're a small island and we've a limited amount of land, and we really do have to be very careful of how we use our land. We need our land for farming and food production. We need land for energy. We need land for housing. And to be ripping up more land for another bypass, to be putting more multi-storey car parks or car parks of any description on, it's just madness. Like, the Macroom bypass cost €280 million. Is that how the taxpayers of Kerry want to see their money spent? And do we not have to really change our mindset to solve this problem, which I acknowledge completely, you know, and as I say, Killarney is not the only town, but it is pretty bad. But like, improving the public transport system, I think, is a huge part of it. There was a mayor in Colombia, in Bogota, one time, who said, a developed country is not one where the poor have cars. A developed country is one where the rich take public transport. And we really do have to shift a gear, if you pardon the pun, on this. And Gerry, like, I come from a family that is steeped in the motor industry.
Yeah.
Both of my grandfathers left farms that they didn't inherit and set up garages in Castletown Bear and in Kenmare over 100 years ago. So, like, and loads of my family have worked in it. But we cannot keep selling more and more and more cars, because the country just can't take it. And Maura mentioned there the safety aspect of it. I think, you know, more speed on the motorways, you know, or on bypasses or whatever, is frightening. You know, the kind of road traffic accidents that we have. Like, can we do something to dial that down? I just don't believe more bypasses and more roads is the answer to the problem. I think the answer to the problem is very much alternative ways of transport. I know we need our cars for certain journeys. I know we need our cars to transport people who are elderly, people who are disabled. So I preface all my comments about that, on the proviso that we need cars for people who are less able to take public transport, of course. But we need to get more people using public transport to take cars out of the towns, off the roads as far as possible.
There you go. That is Cleo Murphy, Green Party representative running for the Greens in the general election, and the Mayor Cathaoirleach of Killarney, Councillor Maura Healy-Way, on either side of that debate.